Well, hello, all of my students. I hope you're having a fantastic day. My name is Jay, and I want to welcome you to another episode of the podcast where I have an opportunity to help you to improve your English. And today's podcast, like always, it's going to be a little informal, and I'm going to have a good time. Now, make sure that if you're not following me on YouTube, you can watch me there. Actually, this will be content that is just for my channel members. And so I appreciate all of the channel members. I'm going to have a great time on today's podcast. Don't forget, you can follow me on Instagram. All of that is located on my website at jbarksdaletv.com, or just look in the description of today's episode. Let me say something. If you are looking for one-on-one English classes, you can book that with me now. Many of you have been enjoying my lessons that I place on YouTube, and so now I'm offering 30-minute sessions that you can book from anywhere around the world. We'll do it online, and all you have to do is just go to my website, jbarksdaletv.com, and you will see a link to where you can schedule you a personal one-on-one English class with me. And we'll have a great time, just like I do on my lessons on YouTube. So if you're interested, go ahead and do that right now. Well, let's get into today's episode. I want to talk about how to communicate in English when it comes to calling in sick to the workplace or the place of your employment. You know, sooner or later, your body goes through changes. You have different ailments that attack the body, whether it's something minor or something major. Some people get really bad headaches or migraines. Some people have had pink eye. Some people have had an earache or an ear infection. Sometimes it's not necessarily you that gets sick and needs to call in to work because you're going to be late, tardy, or absent. It can be because there is a loved one that is sick, possibly a child, a spouse, a sibling, someone that you care for, a parent, and they have gotten sick and you have to care for them. It could be a real bad stomach ache, diarrhea, where you're spending time in the bathroom. It could just be a number of things. You could break a leg. And so when these things happen in life, you have to let your employer know that, look, I'm going to be late or I'm not coming in. And you need to be able to communicate this in English. So as I'm looking at my notes, I want to give you six phrases that you can use to call in sick. And of course, these are in English. They're pretty formal and some are informal, but they are simple to learn, and you can apply them the next time you need them. So the first phrase is just simply call in sick. You may have to tell someone, I'm not going in today. I'm calling in. I'm going to need to take a day off, so I'm going to call in. I'm not feeling up to par, as we would say. And so I need to call in. Now, everyone has different procedures to call in to let your employer know that you will not come in because of sickness. Some people have a number they call. Some people have to text someone. Some people send an email. If you do any of these, you're pretty much calling in. Okay, so you have to let someone know, look, I've been throwing up and I'm not going to be able to come in and be productive. Or you may have to get a loved one to call in. Now, this is what's so funny is sometimes when you call in, depending on where you work, they may say, we need a doctor's excuse. And sometimes when you get sick, you don't necessarily have to go to the doctor, but if your job requires it, then that may be something that you have to do. Usually that's for an extended sickness. Now, if it's different in your country, let me know down in the comments section, how do they handle calling in to the job when you're sick for a day off? Here in this country, they usually give you a few days, maybe a day or so. If you're a new employee, it may be different, but most people understand your body just goes through different things. Another phrase that you can use when you're calling in sick is under the weather. So you may say, I am simply under the weather. You know, I feel unusual. I don't feel as good as I normally feel. Or you may say, I'm not 100% today. I'm under the weather. I feel like something is coming over me, is what some people say. So there are symptoms when you're under the weather. It could be a headache. It could be a runny nose. It could be a cough. It could be a number of things. It could be a footache. I recently had my wife tell me that a friend of the family has gout. And so when you have gout, your feet swell and ache, and it can come because of your sugar intake or eating too much seafood or a few other reasons, but she was under the weather. Another phrase that you can use is off. I need a day off. Okay. I need a day off of work. I'm not going in. I'm under the weather. I'm going to call in because I need a day off. Or you may say, if it's severe, I need a couple of days off. I need 2 days off. Now, some people actually call in sick when they're not sick. Okay, they may want to go hang out with some friends, may want to go to a movie, may want to go purchase a new phone, run some errands. So some people use their sick days as personal time off. But hey, I can't tell you what to do, but these are just ways that you can call in if you're sick. Let's see, we're on number 4. Another way to call in sick is to say, I need to take a sick day. I talked about this earlier, how most jobs have certain procedures that you have to follow, or they have a number of hours that they'll allow you to be off. And so we simply communicate that by saying, I need to take a sick day. I need to rest. I need to stay in the bed. I need to take a sick day. Now, in this country, some sick days are paid for, but then if it's for an extended amount of time, you may have to lay off of work without pay. So let me know, do they have in your country sick days, or as we call it, paid sick days? Okay. Another phrase that you can use, I believe this is number 5, is I'm going to stay in the bed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes, I'm going to just stay in the bed today. I'm not doing anything. I'm not getting out this bed. I'm going to get some soup, some tea. I'm going to turn the television on, or you may say I'm going to close all of the blinds and turn the lights out because I can't stand to see the light. My eyes are just hurting. So I'm just going to recover and get some rest in the bed. I'm staying in the bed. And finally, a phrase that you can use when you're calling in sick or you're not feeling well, you may have to tell someone to get well soon. And that's a common expression of goodwill to someone that is ill. And you're wishing them a quick recovery. Get well soon. Or what I usually say is, I hope you feel better. Okay. Or sometimes if I know the person and they ask me, I may say, well, I'll keep you in my prayers. Get well soon is a great expression to use when you really want to see someone get better. So these are six phrases that you can use when you're calling in sick when it comes to speaking English. Let's review. Call in sick, under the weather, off work, take a sick day, stay in bed, and get well soon. Well, there you have it. A great episode today. Real quick and to the point. Not going to try to stay on here longer than possible. I'm pretty sure I'll have some more episodes down the line that may be longer than this episode. And I may have some that are shorter than this episode. But I want you to really improve in your English. And today, I've given you six phrases that you can use to call in sick. All right. Leave me a comment if you need to. Thanks to all of the channel subscribers. And I'll see you on my next video.